from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, July 6th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. South of Cleveland, four people are dead, including a Rittman police officer, and two other officers are injured after a shooting last night. ONN's Candace Hare has the story.
The Wayne County Sheriff, Tom Ballinger, he said this all unfolded just around 9:30 p.m. last night. He said that they received call of a disturbance that was taking place at a home, and he said when officers arrived, almost immediately, they were under fire. One Rittman police officer was killed. He also said that two other officers were injured, as was a canine from the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. He also said that two additional victims were found dead inside that home. He said the suspect is deceased as well.
In North Central Ohio, a derailment involving a Norfolk Southern train prompted an evacuation order for a part of Bucyrus last night. ONN's Colin Dorsey reports.
The Crawford County Emergency Management Agency tells us no one was hurt, but this all happened on Whetstone Street in the area of Otto Avenue.
Crews still working to get the train back on the tracks.
Five cars derailed. The EMA says Whetstone Street will be closed for more than a day and expected 36 hours.
A body was recovered from Lake Erie in Northwest Ohio yesterday amid search efforts for a missing 11-year-old girl. ONN's Tatiana Cash has details.
The body was pulled in Curtis near the marina. Last Thursday, the body of a 38-year-old male, that's Jonathan Sia, was found in Lake Erie. An autopsy determined his cause of death was drowning, though the circumstances surrounding his death still under investigation. This discovery triggered a multi-agency search on the lake for the missing 11-year-old Angelique Cunningham. Authorities say she was on a boat in Lake Erie with Sia, as well as a 41-year-old Kristen Jerry, who is now in custody on child endangerment charges.
Southeast of Cincinnati, a village's police chief has resigned. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has more.
Weeks after he was indicted on 70 felony charges, 44-year-old Chad Essert has resigned as chief of the Bethel Police Department. Essert was indicted in June for charges including sexual battery and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. According to Claremont County prosecutors, the alleged offenses occurred between 2005 and 2010 with a student he taught at the Scarlet Oaks Career Campus in Sharonville. Bethel Mayor Jay Noble says Essert's resignation will go into effect on Thursday.
Severe storms ripped through Northeast Ohio over the weekend, leaving behind a trail of damage and some flash flooding. ONN's Brissa Bradfield reports.
Boardman Township and Austin Town were hit the hardest, with fallen trees, toppled utility poles, and standing water. The National Weather Service will have a team on the ground today to assess whether the damage was caused by a tornado or straight-line winds. The Ohio Turnpike flooded out from heavy rainfall. This is over in Trumbull County near the Newton Falls exit. Around 5 o'clock last night, drivers had to slow down so they didn't lose control in the high water.
An expert at the National Weather Service in Southwest Ohio says the heat wave is coming to an end. ONN's Jared Allen has that story.
Temperatures in the mid-90s to 100 will be a thing of the past, at least for now. That is from Kristen Cassidy, one weather expert at the National Weather Service office in Wilmington. Cassidy says it is still a good idea to check on vulnerable family, friends, and neighbors, but the recent heat dome responsible for the sweltering temperatures has passed. She tells the Cincinnati Inquirer today's heat should be less intense than Sunday.
And the holiday weekend may be over, but fire officials are urging Ohioans to handle and dispose of leftover fireworks safely to help prevent fires, injuries, and property damage. Here's ONN's Natalie Clydesdale.
While the celebrations may be over, the danger is not. According to the state fire marshal, the unsafe or improper disposal of fireworks leads to thousands of emergency room visits across the country. Officials recommend soaking unexploded fireworks for up to 24 hours, then double bagging them before throwing them away in your outdoor trash. For any fireworks you plan to keep, store them in a cool, dry space away from heat, sparks, and flames, and out of the reach of children.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.